This is Dairy Radio Now.
On this Milky Monday, we look at consumer concerns in view of the recent headlines of animal abuse allegations and looking at the common practices on dairy farms. Lee Milky's guest this week, Horrid's Dairyman Managing Editor, Corey Geiger. Lee?
Corey, last time we addressed how plant-based beverages lack the nutritional package found in cow's milk, but a consumer expressed concern to me in view of the recent Fair Oaks animal abuse allegations over the common practices used on dairy farms, such as calves being kept in little hutches. Are dairy animals suffering abuse in order to produce milk, cheese, butter, and ice cream?
Lee, it's good to be with you, and I certainly can say that the video did sadden me, but I can tell you I've been to 46 states in 23 years visiting dairy farmers, and that is an isolated incident, and we don't tolerate animal abuse on farms, and there's being action taken by that dairy operation. I do believe a lot in firemen and first responders. And time and time again, and I wrote about this in Horrid's Dairyman, if there's a barn fire, the first thing that a fireman and a first responder wants to know is where is the dairy farm owner? Because they know the heart of a dairyman and a dairywoman. They have that much passion and concern for their animals, and they will rush into burning buildings trying to save them. And I know of four or five dairymen who have lost their life trying to save their cows and calves. There's certainly practices that take place on farms. We want to keep our animals healthy, just like moms and dads want to keep their children healthy.
Corey, let me ask you this. Do you think that Disney and others have almost humanized animals, that people start seeing them as equals, and that's why this concern over how animals are treated?
I think it goes beyond Disney. I think America is blessed to be the richest country in the world, and a lot of people have pets. And that relationship is definitely unique, and people humanize their pets. They buy them clothes. They spend quite a bit of money on them. And so I think that becomes people's perception of all animals. And I think we have to keep in mind that cows, for example, do something for humanity that other animals can't. They take grass and forages that a human cannot eat and derive energy and turn it into nutritious milk. When I was in Vietnam, mothers there are buying whey protein, the best known protein known to man, for their children because they want their children to be bigger, stronger, and have a better life than them. They put the security devices on these kinds of things, and here in America, we put it on clothes.
Corey Geiger, managing editor for Horrid's Dairyman magazine.
Thanks, Lee. USDA opened the sign-up period for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program last week. USDA Farm Service Administrator Richard Fordyce says sign-ups now underway at local offices.
We've worked really diligently to make sure that the Dairy Margin Coverage Program was the first program under the 2018 Farm Bill that we were able to roll out. Two of the major components are an addition to the benefits, so the margin coverages are higher and premiums are lower.
The Dairy Margin Coverage Program replaces the Margin Protection Program for dairy, and Michael Nevue, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says the new program based on dairy producers' average margins.
Producers can elect a certain coverage level ranging from 4 to 950 a hundredweight, and if that income over cost margin falls below that, producers are eligible for a payment. And this program has two different tiers of premiums. The tier one premiums, which are more affordable, cover up to the first 5 million pounds of milk. Anything above that falls under the tier two premiums.
Producers can cover up to 95% of their production history under the program.
Most people are expecting a pretty high participation rate, particularly for that first 5 million pounds. We've already run the numbers on the first 4 months, which is what we have data for so far. Under the new DMC program, each of those first 4 months is expected to trigger a payment. If a farmer were to enroll at the 950 coverage rate, he would already have made back his money from enrolling in the program as well.
USDA made the changes to better reflect the cost of feeding dairy cattle.
Supreme and premium alfalfa hay prices, they moved to a 50% blend, incorporating those higher values with the original alfalfa hay price. They did this to get a better reflection on what producers are actually feeding their cows. So one thing you can expect with this is that there are going to be ultimately higher payments as a result of this change.
And FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce says there is an online tool to help dairy producers with various scenarios and coverage levels.
We worked in partnership with the University of Wisconsin on a decision support tool. So producers can go in, and this tool is live, and plug in their own production numbers and use different scenarios to see what election would be the correct one for them.
More details at farmers.gov. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.